Part of God, a simple book about who you really are and how to be truly happy, by T.E. Divine. This is a simple book about ultimate facts, the nature of reality, who you really are, how to get what you want, and how to be truly happy. It is a brief book, but it states profound truths. It is not necessary to believe in God to benefit from this book. What is necessary is that you believe in yourself and approach this book with an open mind to increase your understanding of who you are and your proper place in your own spiritual tradition. This book is about ultimate reality. Everything is part of ultimate reality. Ultimate reality is universal consciousness. Some call universal consciousness God. You are universal consciousness, experiencing a unique part of itself. All things exist only within universal consciousness. It is invisible, intangible awareness that is the creator and experiencer of all things. The awareness of your own existence is the essence of your being. The manipulation of that consciousness is the key to your creativity. Your consciousness is manipulated by what you choose to believe and by what you choose to forget. Belief and forgetfulness are the only way to manipulate, focus, or channel consciousness. As a part of ultimate reality, you are part of all that is, infinite and universal consciousness. You are part of the all-powerful and the totally empty. There is nothing that you are not part of, and ultimately, there are no parts of you, for all is one. But to experience yourself, to experience anything, you must temporarily forget that all is one and believe in parts. Experience requires contrast. It requires separation. To see yourself, you must have a mirror. There must be something to look at. To hear, there must be something to listen to. All experience requires an other to experience, or there can be no experience. But as part of all that is, there is no other. There is just total unity. Only by forgetting that you are all that is, can you experience a part of yourself. Creation is infinite, limitless consciousness playing games with itself by temporarily forgetting what it is, by temporarily believing it has parts in order to experience those parts of itself. You create by believing in separation. You create by taking the one that you are and separating it into two. But since there can only actually be one, you create by taking that one and pretending that it is two, by pretending it has opposites. The opposites or polarities allow the one to experience different parts of itself. The opposites allow the one to create contrast and relativity within itself, thus creating its own mirror. There are chapters in this book about who you are, why you forgot, how you create, what are beliefs, and how to change beliefs. There are also chapters that go deeper into the nature of habit, the nature of love, consciousness, complexity, material reality, and spiritual reality. Finally, there are chapters discussing the nature of God, Jesus' teachings, universal teachings, and the simple truth. You will find much information here that will be helpful to you in understanding your true nature and in understanding how you can create happiness for yourself and your loved ones. A final word. Unfortunately, you were not given a handbook at birth on how to be human and how to be happy. We all want one of those. Well, now you have one. The knowledge in this book has always been inside you. This book is only a reminder of what you already know to be true at your deepest level. It is the key you've given yourself to remember who you are and why you are here. Use the key and pass it along. The book is available in audiobook, paperback, and ebook formats at www.partofgod.com. Wishing you peace and love, T.E. Divine.